بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يعلم خائنة الأعين وما تخفي الصدور صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with this beautiful body that we have. Allah has given us various limbs and organs. And from these organs, Allah has given us these beautiful eyes. A very great ni'mat and bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who do not have sight, those who are blind, they will understand how great a bounty it is. We have taken this bounty for granted. Whereas this is the second most complex organ in the body after the brain. Allah has given such qudrat in the eyes of a human being. It performs amazingly. It is able to capture 36,000 pieces of information in a single hour. It can perform various functions. Allah has given us His eyes to be able to see. And Allah has kept various and many things in this world which is permissible and halal for us to see. But when we abuse these eyes and we use these eyes and we cast these eyes on those things which Allah has made it haram upon us, then we are not showing the true shukr of these organs that Allah has given us. It is just a single lustful glance that a person casts. Hardly a second takes place. A single lustful glance. He sees a very beautiful woman, a non-mahram woman, or a beardless boy, or the woman sees and she casts a lustful glance on a young man. Just a second of bad nazri. And the consequences are disastrous. Shaitan waits for this. It is his poisonous arrow. When a person casts a lustful glance, this is a poisonous arrow of Shaitan. He makes you capture that picture that you are seeing and you're glaring at. That very beautiful face, that pretty face that now you are amazed with. You are admiring, you are captured by the beauty. You have casted a second and third glance and you are staring and admiring. And you are captivated by the beauty. This leaves an indelible impression on the heart and the mind of the person. Now his mind, what is absorbing, what the eyes have seen. The information has gone into the brain, into the heart. And the person is now captivated. Shaitan is now going to make him his slave. He's going to lure the person even more. It goes further and further. Muhabbat settles in his heart for this woman. He goes home, there is no chair in sukoon now. He's restless, he's anxious. He's waiting to make contact with this woman. When will he see her again? The sukoon that he was enjoying suddenly is now being taken away. Ulama have mentioned that amongst many sins, the sin of badnazri, casting a lustful glance at a haram woman, this is such a serious sin that most of us take it for granted, take it to be very trivial, insignificant. We enjoy those few moments of pleasure, so-called pleasure. But there'll be humiliation lifelong unless we make sincere tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's humiliation in this world and in the akhirat. Ulama have explained that when a person now is turned his gaze away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah's commandments, When Allah said, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا, do not go close to even zina. All these things are the introduction, the muqaddimat of zina. Zina is when the person actually performs that haram act of adultery, fornication. But even those things, those steps that will lead him to zina, Allah says, don't even go close towards those things. Allah has commanded, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. Say to the believing men that they should lower their glances. And they should protect their private parts. And the same injunction after that goes to the woman folk. قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَغْضُبْنَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنَّ. Even the woman should lower their glances. Whilst we are using the social media, perhaps in some good things, we are abusing it in other things. There is no doubt whatsoever that after the invention of the social media, the WhatsApp, the internet, and all these gadgetry that we have, it has become so easily accessible to go into any site that we wish and to watch all those haram things which Allah becomes so naraz with us. We don't realize what we are doing to our life. They say the heart of the person is now moved towards that pretty woman, that haram woman. Totally in the opposite direction, away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How is he then going to gain the qurb of Allah Rabbul Izzat, the closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How does he expect to gain the love of Allah ta'ala, the marifat of Allah, the nur in his heart? Allah says, يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ وَمَا تُخْفِي السُّدُورِ. Allah knows the khiyanat, the disloyalty of the eye, and what the hearts are concealing. Ulama and mufassirin have mentioned, Allama Qurtubi rahmatullahi alayhi, in the tafsir of these verses, he has explained that a person is sitting with his friends in a gathering, and then goes past a beautiful woman, and then he steals the glance, and he looks at her. At the moment his friends look at him, he lowers his gaze. At the moment they become preoccupied again, he begins to stare at her and is enjoying, casting that lustful glance upon her. Allah knows the disloyalty of the eyes. Perhaps you are hiding from your friends, you are hiding from your parents, from your children, from your own wife, from your siblings, from your ustad, from your sheikh. But you cannot hide from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا تُخْفِي الصُّدُورِ. What the heart is concealing. Mufassirin say that he begins to enjoy this woman. He's now beginning to fantasize. And he thinks that if I had an opportunity to be alone with her, I will do this with her, I will do that with her. So this poisonous arrow of shaitan, this lustful glance and gaze that we are casting, it continues and continues and continues. It becomes more and more deeper and deeper. Contact is made. Now the person is chatting with her. She is chatting with him. They're enjoying themselves. And if he's a married man, Allah forbid, there are so many people. May Allah protect me, conceal my faults. May Allah conceal your faults. We're not talking about any particular case or any particular person. This is happening so commonly today, so commonly throughout the globe. Shaitan is enjoying himself. He created this gadgetry. There it is in our pockets, all of us. The learned, the ordinary men, the professionals, the youngster, the elderly people, old men, old women, young children. And each person now is becoming more and more occupied, and Shaitan then throws the bait, and then he catches so many people. Now contact is made. And he's not even concentrating in his job and his work. That is suffering. He comes home also. Suddenly now, he's losing his temper. That beautiful halal wife of his, now suddenly she becomes ugly in his eyes. He doesn't enjoy her anymore. His mind is somewhere else. So on small petty things, he'll lose his anger, he'll become upset, he'll become angry. He'll become angry with his children. He will actually look for excuses to be out of the home. I'm working overtime, I'm working in the office, I got to go to some meeting. These are all lies. That poor wife, halal wife, sitting at home waiting for husband. She's prepared meals for him. She does everything for him. And now he is cheating on her. He is openly violating and flouting the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not knowing where he is heading towards. He even goes to the extent of changing the name on the number that he has saved. It's not a female number, he's got another number. So that his wife doesn't catch him. And now he wants to make physical contact. My respected brothers and elders, may Allah protect us. This is a very, very, very serious scourge of society. All begins with just casting a lustful glance. Therefore, Rasulullah in one lengthy hadith, he said, give me guarantee of six things, I guarantee you Jannah. Amongst the six things, he said, ghaddul basar, lower your gaze, lower your gaze. If you're sitting in a gathering, perhaps on the pavement or a public place, and you have to have some gathering and you are discussing some important matter, then one of the rights of the road is that you must lower your gaze. Otherwise, a person will be deprived of the sweetness of iman. But if for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, regardless of what temptation it was and how you were pulled and attracted towards that woman, you said, I fear my Allah. I fear my Allah. I will not look at her because my Allah will become naraz. Hazrat Arif Billah Hakim Akhtar Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi used to say at that time, say, may nahi dekunga, nahi dekunga, hargiz na dekunga, hargiz na dekunga, jinke dekne se Rab mera naraz ho jayega. I will not look, I will never look at that person, at that haram woman. By looking at her, my Allah will become naraz and displeased with me. When you do that, then you'll gain the sweetness of iman. Ibn Qayyim rahmatullahi has mentioned, many ulama have mentioned, that a person who lowers his gaze, he will, Allah will put into his heart the sweetness of iman. You had that opportunity to look at that woman, admire her, make contact, and go proceed in that direction, but you said, no, I fear my Allah. And you turned your gaze away. It was painful when you did it, because there is some lazzat and enjoyment that you would have got. But you said, I do not care about this enjoyment. It's only temporary. But the enjoyment of looking at Allah in the hereafter, the enjoyment of gaining Allah's pleasure, the enjoyment in obeying Allah's commandments, that is far more better, far more sweeter than Allah will give you the sweetness of iman. And ulama have mentioned, when a person gains the sweetness of iman, inshallah, he will die with iman. He'll get husnul khatama. So many marriages have become broken, shattered. Divorce have taken place. Masum kurun have been left in a mess. Why? Because the husband just started with a lustful glance. It led to eventually an illicit relationship. And then his wife could not take it any longer. He was cheating on her. And then a divorce takes place. Ulama have said this heart, the spiritual heart, because of this bad nazri, it becomes dark. The spiritual heart becomes dark. The person gains no enjoyment in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tilawat of Quran, dhikrullah, nothing. He moves further away. He is prepared to forsake and abandon anything and everything for the sake of that one haram woman he has in his life. He doesn't care now what his wife will say, what his children will say, what society can say. حُبُّكَ شَيْءٌ يُعْمِي وَيُسِمْ. And a person is madly in love with something, it makes him blind, it makes him deaf. His parents are talking to him, they're pleading to him, do not go that way, it's haram. He doesn't care, he's blind. Layla and Majnun story we have heard so many times, that Majnun was going crazy over Layla. Crazy. People said that she's not even beautiful. He says, you're not looking at her with my eyes. Even the dog that went through the gully of Layla, Majnun will go behind the dog also. His father takes him for Umrah, Baytullah, my son will make Tawbah. He says, I make tawbah from all sins besides from the love I have for Layla. Even they also. Ishq. We call this ishq-e majazi. Ishq-e haqiqi. Real love is only for the sake of Allah. The other love is for a haram woman. That is haram. Turn the love for the Layla that comes into our life, which is haram, into the love for our Mawla, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we gain halawat iman. Otherwise the person will even forsake his parents, his elderly parents. He won't care about them. He loses his family, he loses his friends, everybody. He loses his job. Lo and behold, he loses his iman. So many people are prepared to marry a person who is a disbeliever, and they forsake their own deen, iman. Why? He's madly in love with that woman. There is a story of a muazzin in Baghdad, a long time ago. You see, for 40 years he called out the azan from the minaret. 40 years in one particular day. As he climbed on top, his gaze fell onto a Christian young girl who was living nearby. She was in her garden and he happened to see her. But one lustful glance, he cast it on her. He looked at her. He gazed at her. After the azan he came down and he goes to see, inquire, who is this? And he has become infatuated with her. And he wants to make an advancement towards her. He pleads to her. She says, no, no, on one condition only you can marry me. Renounce Islam. Leave Islam. My respected brothers and elders, historians have written that he said, I leave Islam. I accept your religion. He becomes a murtad. She's still not satisfied. She says, no. Show me proof. Eat this pork that I have. So he eats the pork also. Then she says, no, you must drink wine also. So he drinks wine. He lost his iman. He consumed that pork, that liquor. Then she goes and she runs and she closes herself in a room. And she says, no, 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 wait until my father comes and he will then get us married. You can go onto the roof and wait. And as he climbs the roof, he's in a drunken stupor. And suddenly he falls from there. He falls, he collapses, he gets hurt, he passes away. When the neighbors come to know that people, the musallis, all come to know, Allah forbid, Allah protect us. The man has died without iman. He has lost everything. Just because he becomes infatuated with a woman which is haram. My beloved brothers and elders, ulama have stressed and explained to us, mashayikh, they have said that the chain and sukoon a person is enjoying, it will be just gone, it will disappear from his life. All the time he will be pareshan. It will even affect his health, his physical health. And therefore, Ibn Qayyim rahmatullahi alayhi and many others have mentioned that when a person lowers his gaze, he will get the sweetness of iman, he will get the noor of iman, and also it will make his body also healthy. His heart will become healthy. His heart will become firm. Why? Because he is now obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah will give him steadfastness on deen. That person who lowers his gaze for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will honor him with basarat and basirat. Basarat is the vision. His seeing will become stronger and Allah will give him basirat of the qalb. He'll have noor in his heart and this noor is vital. This is the noor of taqwa. This helps a person to distinguish between good and bad, between haqq and batil, between right and good. This is the noor that will pull him towards good deeds. This is the noor that will stop him from haram and evil deeds. This is the noor that will push him towards the pleasure of Allah. This is the noor that will stop him from gaining this pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the taqwa that we are talking about. This is the marifat of Allah. This noor is a special noor. And how does he get this noor? By lowering his gaze for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah mentioned that if iron needles have to be pierced into your eyes, it is better for you than you touching a woman that is haram for you. Here's a story of a goldsmith. He and his wife living very happily. And they have a youngster who is making the khidmat, he's the khadim. 10 years he's serving them. Very loyal, everything going so well. And one day when the goldsmith returns from work, he finds his wife crying. What has happened? She says, this young boy, 10 years we took care of him. And we looked after him and he was so good and so loyal. Today when you went to work, suddenly he grabbed my hand and he pressed it very hard. And I broke away from him. I'm shocked that he could do such a thing to me. The goldsmith begins to cry. So she asks him, what are you crying for? He says, my beloved wife, what can I say? That today when a woman came to the jewelry shop, and as she was fitting those bangles and trying those bangles on her hand, on her wrist, my gaze fell on her beautiful wrist and her hand. I could not help it but then touch and press her hand out of lust. So when I did this, then Allah punished me in this way. My respected brothers and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it very clear, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا. Do not even go close to zina. When that temptation comes, that pretty woman is going past, it is natural that a person now will be attracted towards her. At that time, think of the commandments of Allah, the ayats that I've mentioned, the ahadith of Rasulullah s.a.w. and say la to it, la. You need courage to say that la. You have to be a man to say la. And of course, woman also, I don't mean the wrong sense, but you have to be brave enough. Be a believing man, a believing woman. For the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ulama say have himmat. Himmat means you must have that pluck and that courage. It is difficult, but say la to it. For the sake of my Allah, I will not look at that haram. If a person does not do this, then he will very easily fall into the trap, and from one glance to another glance, and then it'll become habitual for him. Now he'll just be casting lustful glances at woman, and he'll be enjoying that, not realizing what damage he's doing to his spirituality, and how far and distant he's becoming away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes the person, his profession is such, perhaps he's a doctor, he's a dentist, he has to examine a woman. Or Mashayikh said, then you must look at the person with a cursory glance. You don't start looking at every single pore of the woman. You don't examine unnecessarily in places where you don't need to check. Somebody had written to Hakim Akhtar Sahab Rahmatullahi, a student in a university. He said that there are women, girls in the class, and then I try my best not to look at them, but it becomes so difficult. Hazrat gave him various remedies, and Hazrat explained to him, you must have himmat in your life, himmat, courage, say no, much as it is tempting me, I will not look, I will not displease my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He tells him, take a tasbih in your hand, read tasbih, say, ya hayyu ya qayyum, make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, try not be close to the person, zahiran and batinan. So now perhaps a doctor has to be close to the patient, at that time a cursory glance. Ulama have said, like your person traveling by train, he's moving very fast. So now you look out of the window, you see trees. But will you be able to count the leaves? No. Like that, you will just see the person, but you will not now examine and scrutinize every feature of the person and every pore of the person. Then do you make istighfar, toba istighfar. So the moment we are falling into this trap, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Have the muraqabah, my Allah is watching me. What if at this moment maut comes to me? Brothers and elders, when a man and woman, when they are committing zina, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes away, Allah snatches away the iman of both of them, and it is hovering above them. At that moment, if they pass away, they have passed away not in the state of iman, because iman has been taken away from them. It only comes back to them after they finish that haram, indecent, immoral act. May Allah protect us. This is a very, very serious disease that many people are going through. Allah protect all of us. We slip. Tawbah istighfar. Think of what I'm saying. And that is why I'm saying social media. Whether innocently looking at some Islamic site and suddenly something pops up. And this is what shaitan wants. This is exactly what he wants to do, to take you away. Imagine, why will some haram come on an Islamic site? Whether it's an advert or whatever it is. This is from the trickery of shaitan. This is his ploy. This is what he'll make man do. To take away the iman of the believer. To take away, to spoil your amal, to spoil your ruhaniyat. To take you away from the masjid. You must live a life of immorality, of lewdness, of bihaya'i, no haya in your lives. So I make a humble plea to especially our youngsters, and even our elderly, whether you're an alim, scholar, myself, we all go through these temptations. There's no person who comes and is like living in the like an angel in this world, no. But a person has to ponder, reflect that I do not want to displease my Allah. And khudana khasta, you fell into the trap. Immediate tawbah and istighfar. Feel that nadamat and pain and do not lose hope. Do not lose hope. Stay away from it. Make tawbah, istighfar, make dhikrullah. Dhikrullah is an extremely beneficial remedy and cure for all these type of ailments and sicknesses. But first, a person has to make mujahada, himmat, apply that himmat. Think at that moment if there were a pack of lions with their mouths gaping right there. And if I dare look at that woman who is sitting next to me, she is naked. And if I look at her, I take one glance, even if it is an accidental glance, then they're going to devour me. Or people are standing with the AK-47 rifle right at my head. If I look at that woman, they're going to kill me. Will anybody look at that? Oh, Mashaykh say, ask yourself, that woman who you're admiring, her beauty, the color of her skin, and you're admiring, khudana khasta, she meets up with an accident, she becomes disfigured. Or she loses her beauty, her glitter and glamour. Will you still be so loyal and still go admire her, her beauty and still go behind her and chase behind her? No, you will never do such a thing. The moment you see now she don't look so beautiful like before, now you turn your gaze elsewhere. There was a story of a youngster. He had seen a woman in Parda, and then he thought, now let me try my luck with her. So he's going, he's following her, then suddenly he sees that she's gone, she climbs onto a bus, and that bus is going somewhere far, so it's not where he's going, but he just suddenly becomes infatuated, he's looked at her, he hasn't seen her face properly, she's covered, so he follows her, so he sits on the same bus, and then after some time, she comes off the bus, so he goes also, and he goes behind her, and he thinks, now I need to give her some gift, to try and win her love. So he quickly buys some sugar cane, and he takes the sugar cane and he runs before her and he presents the sugar cane to her. And then she lifts her veil and she says, Beta, main to buddhi hu, daat nahi hai, main nahi chaba sakta hu. I'm an old woman, I got no teeth, my young son. So I'm so sorry, I can't accept this sugar cane. I don't have any teeth. Then he realizes he made a mistake. My respected brothers and elders, let us make no mistakes. It is a very challenging test upon all of us, especially the men folk. And nowadays Allah forgive us, even women folk, so many people get involved. They are married people. But they're prepared to forgo that husband. He's prepared to forgo that and forsake that wife of his, those masoom children, and the enjoyment that he is getting halal. Our Hazrat Arif Billah Rahmatullahi Alayhi used to say that make qanaat, be content with the dar roti you got, but don't look at somebody else's biryani. Allah will give you the enjoyment of more than biryani in the same dal roti that you have. Perhaps for you it's dal roti, but Allah has given that halal, chaste, pure wife of yours, Allah has given her noor of iman. She's got a different beauty. Far better than the other woman who maybe is outwardly beautiful, but she's living a morbid life. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give all of us tawfiq and hidayat to be strong and firm. The moment we're attracted, think of these ayat that we have mentioned tonight. Say, la to it, la to it. And think that this woman, that if she has to become disfigured, ma'adallah, or look ugly, will I look at her? I won't look at her. Or this boy, this man, if he becomes disfigured, he meets with an accident, will I still run behind him? No. So for the sake of Allah, who is most beautiful, think of that. This is just temporary dunya, some sacrifice we have to make. And akhirat, we'll be looking at Allah's beauty all the time. May Allah give me tawfiq, give all of us tawfiq of making amal. May Allah protect the entire ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah protect our youngsters. There are so many young boys and young girls. And they keep on asking, especially our young boys who come and who write to us and who meet us. Please, Mawlana, make dua, make dua. I want to get married. I just can't find the right person. We make dua for them. Allah finds them the right partners and give them a halal, pure life, full of bliss and happiness. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله إلا الله
محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluh, wa laka ash-shukru kulluh, la nuhsi thana'an alayka anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala sayyidina Muhammadin mubarak wa sallim. Ya Allah, may gunaakum afa, may Allah forgive us completely, may Allah. Ya Allah, help us to abandon all sins, major sins, minor sins, ya Allah. Especially the sin of badnazri, may Allah. Protect our iman. Ya Allah, give us taqwa, may Allah. Give us the halawat of iman. Give us the noor of taqwa and your ma'rifat, may Allah. Ya Allah, do not make us slip, may Allah. Ya Allah, do not pull away our iman from our hearts, may Allah. Do not snatch away iman from our hearts, may Allah. Don't make salba for iman, may Allah. Make us live with iman, make us die with iman, raise us in the day of qiyamah with iman. Protect us in the environments that we are living in, may Allah. Ya Allah, protect us when we are going to work also in the colleges and madrasas and universities, may Allah. Help us, help our youngsters, protect us, may Allah. Protect our chastity, our izzat, may Allah. The izzat of our daughters and our sisters, may Allah, of our sons. Eh, Maliki Kareem, forgive the ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Help the ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Protect the ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we are going through difficult times, my Allah. It is only you who can help us. It is only you who can protect us, my Allah. It is only you who can guide us, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not take us towards Jahannam, my Allah. Grant us Jannatul Firdaus, my Allah. Don't take us near Jahannam even, my Allah. Make us do those things that will please you, my Allah. Protect us from those things that will displease you, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, grant all of us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb. Ya Allah, protect us from the sharr of the shirreen, from the fitna of the fitteen, from the hasad of the hasideen, from the zulam of the zalimeen, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us chain and sukoon in our lives. Make our work become easy for us, my Allah. Grant us ikhlas and maqbooliyat, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who seek, ya Allah, grant them shifai kamil, ajil, mustaqir, daim. All the marhumin, give them Jannatul Firdaus and give the family Sabri Jameel, may Allah. So many have passed away recently also, may Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, may Allah, they've left behind, ya Allah, young children, may Allah. Ya Allah, you take care of them, may Allah. Ya Allah, give us maut with iman, maut in Medina Sharif, burial Jannatul Baqi, may Allah. Grant the shafaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the holy kutul water from his mubarak hands. Allah, make us enter Jannat without any hisab kitab. Protect all of us from the azab of qabr, azab of Jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Allah, make our children, our grandchildren, the coolness of our eyes. Make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbooleen. Allah, whatever hajat we have tonight, my Allah, we have raised our hands. We are only begging from you, my Allah. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'een. Ya Allah, we're not turning to any other person but you, my Allah. You are the only one who can fulfill our desires and answer our du'as. Ya Allah, you have said, Ud'uni astajib lakum, my Allah. We're begging you, my Allah. Allahumma kashif al-gham, mufarrij al-ham, mujib da'wati al-muttarreena idha da'uk. Rahman al-dunya wal-akhir wa rahimahuma. Farhamna fi hajatina kulliha biqadaiha wa najahiha. رحمة تغنينا بها عن رحمة من سواك ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة عين وجعلنا للمتقين إماما الله حاضر الغائب سبك دعاء قبول فرما ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة ما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.